Brookwell. Well, I'd say it is Wathoon's while to be at the Douse a good 6 mile, to see the place the squire planned at Brookwell, now a maid be hand, we open lane and grove and pond, and gravel wakes as clean as brawn, and grass harmas as soft to tread as velvet poil as silken dread, and mounds wi' mesh, and rocks wi' flowers, and ivy-shaded summer bowers, and dribbling water down below the stone and arch's lofty bow. And there to sound the waterfall below a cavern's meshy wall, where a pale green light does struggle down a leafy crevice at the crown. And there to gush the foamy bow of water, white as driven snow. And there, as it in all alone, a little maid a marble stone do lean her little cheek aside upon her lily hand, and bide beside the vallin stream to see her pitcher filled of o'er her knee. And then the brook, a rolling dark below a leaning yew tree's bark, with plaisome ripples that do run a flashing to the western sun, do shut at last with foamy shocks, other to ledge a craggy rocks, a casting in his hasty flight upon the stones a robe of white. And then again, the goin' vall below a brudge's arched wall, where volk a gwine athert, the pass vor little boys a cast in brass. And oon, the hold an angler's wand with steady hand above the pond, and oon, a pointin' to the stream his little fingertip, to seem a showin' to his playmate's eyes, where he to see the vishes rise. And woon again, with smilin' lips, to put a vish his hand eclipse, within a basket, loosely tied about his shoulder at his side. And after that, the fourth to stand, the holdin' back his pretty hand, behind his little ear, to draw a stone upon the stream below. And then, the housen, that be all such pretty homes from big to small, a-looking south, to cluster round a sunny ledge a-rising ground of o'er a wood, a-nestled warm in looth again the northern storm, where smoke, a-wreathing blue, the spread above the tons a-dusky red, and winter-panes do glitter bright with burning streams of summer light below the vine, a-trying to hem their zoids within his leafy stem, and wrangle on with fluttering leaves below the house's thatch and eaves. And drew a lane, a-spread of o'er the winders and the porched door, a path to wind within a hatch, a-vastened wi' a clicking latch. And there, up over rough and tun, to stand the smooth-walled church a-stone, with carved winders, thin and tall, a-reaching up the lofty wall, and battlements a-standing round the tower, 90 feet from ground. From where a tapering spear a-spring so high as the morning lark a-zing. Zoo, I'd a-say, tis Wathoon's while to be at the Douse a good 6 mile, to see the place the squire planned at Brookwell, now a maid be hand.